Welcome back. We have jobs on the beach, mullet on the beach, and this week's weather. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Alabama's beaches are enjoying a boom this spring with restaurants packed and folks making a big return to the coast. People are looking for the summer to be even bigger, by the way. Now, if you're looking for something to do this summer and maybe earn some coin, AL.com's John Sharp reports there's a labor shortage in coastal Alabama. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan, quote, "It's a good thing to be super busy, but you don't want them to leave with a bad taste in their mouths when it takes 2 hours to get their food at a restaurant." Now, there are a few things that seem to be contributing to the shortage of hospitality workers, and John talked to tourism officials about some of those. COVID, first of all, has thrown economic markets off kilter, of course, but we saw Hurricane Sally last year do a lot of damage to homes and rentals, and some construction in the area has been slow and expensive, so there are fewer places to live. And coastal Alabama hospitality workers make a good bit less than hospitality workers in the rest of the nation. So with fewer homes on the market, it's tough to bring in people who will pay as much as it takes to live in the area. Employers are getting busy to prepare for the summer months anyway. The Wharf has a job fair on April 21st at the Spring Hill Suites Hotel in Orange Beach. The OWA district is actively searching for employees. And the Floribama is offering a $500 hiring bonus for line cooks, dishwashers, kitchen managers, and oyster shuckers. Speaking of the Floribama, the Interstate Mullet Toss and Gulf Coast Greatest Beach Party returns to its regularly scheduled self on April 23rd through the 25th, WorksAL.com's Lawrence Specker. Now, I usually prefer my mullet fried or smoked as opposed to tossed, but it's hard to argue with somebody while they're flinging a fish across a state line. Last year, the mullet toss was postponed and held in October after the Floribama navigated COVID-19 protocols and hopped back and forth between being a restaurant and being a bar so that it could stay open and pay the bills. But later this week, the mullet toss will be a little closer to normal. Admission is $10 a day for 21 and up, $15 a day for ages 16 to 20, and it costs $15 to toss a mullet. That'll take place 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday through Saturday. Check out the Floribama's website for more rules and regulations. It's Monday, so let's talk a little Alabama weather and what is going on in the week ahead. We have weather reporter Lee Morgan with us again. Lee, what does it look like?
It's going to be nice. It's going to be a little chilly, though, so be prepared. Spring might take a brief hiatus about midweek. And the good things we'll focus on first is going to be relatively quiet weather all week. We don't, for those in South Alabama, no rain or very little rain. They had plenty last week, enough for the rest of the month. And then no severe weather for the work week. Now, we're going to have to watch the weekend. We'll talk about that in a minute. But there's going to be a cold front come through about midweek, and it's going to be a dry one, or there'll only be a few scattered showers. And there's going to be some seriously cold air for April falling behind that.
How cold are we talking?
We're talking we could see lows in the 30s in north and north central Alabama.
Bone chilling.
Yeah, I'm going to actually will allow it in this case. You know, it will be.
You know, it really pays sometimes to drag around planting your tomatoes because, you know, I still have them in small pots. I can just move them inside.
You do, but you better remember to move them inside. But anyway, so Wednesday night looks into Thursday morning. We have the potential to see record low temperature statewide. So just be on the lookout for that. Don't be wearing those shorts out on a Thursday morning because you will regret it. Now it's going to bounce back and warm up during the rest of the week. And then we're going to be watching the weekend for the next potential weather maker, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The details are still murky. We are looking at some rain. We could have heavy rain and possibly some storms, but we're not a lock on severe weather yet, but it is April. So just keep an eye on the forecast for the weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Lee.
No problem.
No shorts on Thursday. Remember, folks, Lee says that you'll regret it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, stop by and see us on the internet anytime you can at AL.com.